escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome. It is Friday. It is Joe Beamer with you. How is everyone doing this Friday? Have you been to the grocery store? Have you stocked up? Have you been affected? What's been canceled that you were looking forward to? All these things. And it seems like they all come in at once. You know, just think back a few days ago. We were watching, I think it was Dallas and Denver, NBA game on ESPN. And they announced during that game that the season was going to be suspended. And it was such a weird feeling watching that game, knowing the season's pretty much over for the next few weeks. And that's just sports. You know, the NCAA March Madness tournament, canceled. Spring sports, canceled. And again, that's a very small portion of everything. And then we look at events here. The parades have been canceled. The home show has been canceled. Plays at Shays have been canceled. And I know what everyone thinks when they see this, because it's all over our text board. And everyone's crying, overreaction, overreaction. And you know what? Me 2 weeks ago may have agreed with you, may have said the same thing. You know, this seems a little bit overreacting. But I'm starting to realize we got to take this seriously. You know, people are calling it media overhype, overblown. But just look at Italy. Do you think the people of Italy think it's overblown, overhyped? What about the people in China where this all started? Do you think they think it's overhype? We're going to talk to you, obviously. I'd like to know where you stand. I'd like to know how you've been affected. What were you going to do this weekend? And what are you going to do now? What are you going to do this weekend? On a personal note, and again, I'll take any precaution I have to. And I'm not so much worried about myself. I know I'm younger, healthy. I can fight this thing off. But I don't want to be responsible to give it to somebody else. Okay? Or even give it to somebody who will give it to somebody who there would be a problem for. And that's 20% of our population is in that high-risk group. But like I was saying, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I probably would agree with you. And I would say, you know what? Overhype, you know, wash your hands, practice good hygiene, but that's about it. But the more I listen to the professionals and that I follow this, it's not overhype. And you know what? A month from now, if the cases are low and it looks like overhype, I think that's just proof that we did what was right. We contained it. I see everybody looking at these charts saying, oh, the flu's much more deadly. No, the flu is much more common. More people get the flu. But if coronavirus or COVID-19, and I'll play a clip from Dr. Sanjay Gupta in the next segment. He was on NBA Tonight or Inside the NBA on TNT talking about if this had the numbers of the flu. If the amount of people were affected by COVID-19 as the flu, the mortality rate is up to 10 times more. That's very serious. So, yes, I understand that your event might have been canceled, okay? It might be a minor inconvenience. You have to wait in line at the grocery store. And I have a story to tell you because we were lazy last night, didn't wait in line, decided to get pizza. So I have to hit a few grocery stores today. But we will talk to you about what's going on. How seriously are you taking this? I have a few interviews to play back from last night here on WBEN. Also, like I said, the next segment, we'll play a segment from Dr. Sanjay Gupta talking about how serious this is. As I mentioned, this affected me on a personal note. I was supposed to be in New York City right after this show for the weekend. But you know what? It was a trip for pleasure. And why take any chances? There's no need to take a chance. And there's really nothing going on in New York. Bars and restaurants have to be at 50% capacity. They can't go to full. So Broadway shows are canceled. Museums are closed. Madison Square Garden's closed. So what's the point of going if there's the slightest risk that I get it and bring it back to somebody in that high-risk group? So we canceled the trip, and I have to say we had a non-refundable hotel, but they refunded us right away. So definitely we'll be frequenting that hotel when I get back to New York. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to you, and we will also listen to the professionals and what they're saying. Again, let's not get crazy, let's not panic, but let's take the right steps to make sure that this is contained, that this doesn't get any worse here in Western New York and here in the United States of America. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. Here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Joe Beamer here on Friday, as usual, talking about coronavirus. And like I said to end the last segment, let's not panic, okay? But I think we need to take this seriously. And I don't understand the frustration of people. I do understand being frustrated that you can't do this, you can't do that. But talking about it being overhyped and being angry that, the quote, you're playing into the media overhype. Okay, let me ask you this. What if it is? What if we are? But we saved a few people in that high-risk group. I mean, what is going on that's so important that, you had to move it back a few weeks? Wouldn't you rather be safe than sorry? Again, I point to Italy. Look at Italy. I bet they wish it had been overhyped. They waited too long. And now look, they've quarantined the country and they still say they're 3 weeks away from their peak. That's when it hit me. You know what? Time to take this a little more seriously. I admit when I'm wrong. In last week, 2 weeks ago, I was wrong. I, like most of us, should have been taking this more seriously. And I hope a lot of us are now. That doesn't mean to panic and go crazy and, you know, be hysterical. There is a, just like with everything in life, there's the middle, okay? Let's take it seriously. Let's have the precautions. Let's make sure we wash our hands. If we feel sick, let's stay home. If we come in contact with someone who looks like they may be sick, let's make sure we wash our hands. Maybe avoid shaking their hand. They're very minor inconveniences to stop the spread of this. Now, as I said yesterday on TNT, Dr. Sanjay Gupta joined the guys from Inside the NBA. By the way, a member of that show, Charles Barkley, is being self-quarantined, and he has been tested for coronavirus. I'm sure once those results are known, we will pass them along. But here's what Dr. Sanjay Gupta said, and this struck me. Now, the first question is from Kenny. The second question is from Shaq. And listen to how he answers Shaq's question. That's the second one. I'll remind you when we get to that question about how serious this really is.
Yeah, Dr. Gupta, this is a two-part question. You know, we hear about even, you know, our comrade Charles getting tested and things of that nature. One, should we all just go get tested in generality? Two, you know, and on the common flu of the strand that we hear typically, there's a time when they say you can't spread it anymore. As you get better, you can't spread it. Is there a cutoff date? And again, should we all just go get tested?
Yeah, so Kenny, with the first question, I don't think that everyone needs to go out and get tested. And there's a few reasons for that. Obviously, one of them is the obvious one. There's just not enough tests. But the other thing is that, you know, for people who have symptoms, who have some sort of known exposures to someone who's known to have the virus, that puts them in a different group. But without that, you know, if you go to the doctor and you have symptoms like Charles did, the first thing they're probably going to do is test you for the flu, because that's still far more common. So you want to rule out the flu first. And then if that comes back normal or negative, then you can get tested for the coronavirus. I don't think we're suggesting that people should all start going to the doctors and just getting tested just to find out for their own sake. There's really not a lot of value in that. At some point, I'll tell you as well, Kenny, that once it's established that the virus is really here and circulating a lot, testing may actually not be as helpful at that point, because at that point we've established that the virus is really spreading in the country, and there's no particular importance to test you, because we're not going to do anything different for you. There's no particular medication or something like that to give. As far as how long you're contagious, this is really interesting, and I think an important point is that there's some evidence that even before you develop symptoms and after your symptoms are gone, you could still spread the virus. This is contagious. And when they say spread, the way that they measure that is they say, how many people am I likely to spread it to? And with this particular new coronavirus, it's 2 to 3 people you'd spread it to. Whereas with flu, it's one other person. That's why they call this so much more contagious.
All right. Now, here's the question from Shaquille O'Neal. And make sure you listen to the answer. Like I said, I admit, I thought this was all over hype. It would go away in a few weeks. Well, it's not. And I don't think you do anyone any good to just brush it off or to get angry because people are talking about it. I really don't. You're not doing any good to anybody. But listen to the answer from the doctor, okay?
Dr. Sanjay, this is Shaq. How are you, sir?
Hey, Shaq. I'm doing well.
As you know, in 2004, we had SARS, 2008, the bird flu, 2010, swine, MERS, Ebola, Zika, and 2018, Ebola again. What makes this one different than any of the other ones?
Well, you know, there could be some similarities, especially with things like SARS, because they're both the same family of viruses. I think what's different about this, you know, you look at this compared to the other flus, you know, H1N1 or H5N1, the swine flu or bird flu, any of those. When we think about the seasonal flu, the one that we're used to, one of the things they try to measure, Shaq, is what's called the fatality ratio. How likely is this to lead to someone dying? And with flu, that number is about 0.1%. It means 0.1% of the people who get the flu die from it. People don't realize that sometimes in this country, but tens of thousands of people do die of the flu every year. 2 years ago, 60,000 people died of the flu in the United States alone. With this, Shaq, this appears to be anywhere between 10 to 20 times more lethal than that flu.
Did you hear that? 10 to 20 times more lethal than the flu. Do you see why it's so important to contain this? Yes, for some of us who get this, it would be just like the flu. All right? It would be something. We would stay inside. We would take some water, some fluid, maybe an ibuprofen for the pain, and it would go away. But for those of us, or for those of you who might be in that risk group, this is even more deadlier than the flu. That's why it's so serious. And that's why it's so important to contain it. And again, if we can contain it, why not take the steps to contain it? Here's the rest of what the doctor said.
So if you start looking at the numbers, you know, 60,000 people died 2 years ago. If this is 10 times more lethal, you're talking 600,000 people. So that's one of the big concerns. And that's just the United States numbers I'm talking about here, not even around the world. That's what they're trying to prevent. That's what's getting all the public health officials' attention. You have a contagious virus that is circumnavigating the globe, and it is more lethal than the flu, significantly more lethal. That's why the public health officials want to try and slow the spread of this, allow hospitals to have enough resources and staff and supplies to take care of the patients. If all these patients come in at once, the hospital systems are going to be overwhelmed. So that's what they're trying to avoid.
Do you think, this is Charles, do you think this thing going to get worse before it gets better? I hate to ask that question, but it's a fair question.
It is a fair question, and the answer is yes. I mean, I want to give you an honest answer, Charles. Some of it is because, you know, when you saw what happened in China, you saw some of the containment efforts, the largest quarantines ever recorded in human history have happened over the last 3 months, 60 million people on quarantine. Now, same sort of thing in Italy. These are aggressive measures, but one of the things that's done, it's not stop this, can't stop this, but you can slow it down. But it does mean the virus is coming to this country. It's here in this country, and it is circulating. The other thing is, I think what we're going to see, Charles, over the next few days, maybe week or so, are these sudden increases in numbers. And that doesn't necessarily reflect that suddenly a lot more people got infected. I think what it reflects is that the testing is finally going to catch up in this country. We've been really behind. As the tests get out there, a lot of people are going to find out that they in fact have this, and they'll be surprised that they have it. They think, how did I get this? I have no idea. But the fact is, the virus is circulating in these communities, and people are getting infected that just don't know it yet. So it is, the numbers are going to get worse, Charles, before they get better, sadly.
I hope that wakes some people up. I really do. Really do. Also, the opening song was by the Alan Parsons Project. It was actually a pretty popular song for the texter who was asking. All right. After the news, we're back here on WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. It is Friday, the Friday show with Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. As you heard ABC say at the top of the hour, the markets have opened up. That is good news. You'd like to end the week on a good note. After yesterday, they got a lot of points to make up, but the Dow right now up just under 5%, S&P up over 5%, and the NASDAQ sitting right at 5%. So some good news to throw out there to you. And I want to clear what I was saying the last segment. And I'll say it again. We shouldn't be panicking. You know, it doesn't have to be one extreme or the other. I know with our current political climate, it seems like we have to be. But it doesn't need to be everyone panicking and then everyone making fun of people taking it seriously. We should be in the middle. I mean, most of us listening are adults, right? We are adults. We can act like mature adults. Why can't you just take it seriously? Don't go overboard. Don't get hysterical. But take it seriously. Maybe do a little extra shopping when you're at the grocery store. Stock up a little extra just in case. Is it that difficult? And people on the text board bringing up politics, this is really a time we should put politics aside. And I know it's difficult to do, but come together as a country. Not call anyone a crazy conservative or a loony liberal. We shouldn't be doing that now. We should be coming together and just trying to defeat this virus, as serious the spread is or not. And like I said, okay, a month from now, the cases didn't go up. The deaths didn't go up. Isn't that good news? That means the containment worked. And what is so important this weekend or next weekend that you can't just back off and spend a little extra time at home? I don't understand why everyone on the not taking it serious side are going crazy over minor inconveniences. Like I said, I had to cancel a trip we had been planning for a long time. It's a minor inconvenience. But if me not going stops the spread into Western New York, or into Erie County, sorry, it is in Western New York, then good, okay. I can go to New York City again. There will be a St. Patrick's Day parade next year. I mean, these 2 weeks are my favorite 2 weeks of the year. Just a few days ago, Tony and I were talking about how exciting it's going to be. March Madness. You have the high school playoffs. March Madness. Baseball's opening day. 2 weeks from yesterday. Okay. Yes, those things are put on hold. And as serious or not serious as you think this is, I think we all have the same hope in mind that this doesn't spread anymore. That we don't have to hear about more deaths because of this coronavirus. All I'm saying is, just be an adult. Be mature about it. When you're in the bathroom, wash your hands. Before you eat, wash your hands. If you're at the gym, would you please wipe your machine down before and after using it? I don't want to go off on that tangent, but I will real quick. How difficult is it to take another 15 seconds to wipe the machine down? 30 seconds, I guess, is the total, because 15 before and 15 after. Is it that difficult? And at least now, could people wake up and just start practicing decent hygiene? Is it really asking that much of you? 803-0930, star 930. Getting a lot of reactions on the Orchard Park Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. But I would like to know, how has this changed your plans? How has this affected you personally? Like I said, I was going on vacation. Now I'm here. I'm going to find a show to binge watch. After the show, I'm off until Wednesday, except I will be here Sunday with Brenda 10 to 12. But how has it affected you? And if you're one of the people on the text board who's not taking it seriously, who is calling me a millennial, which, by the way, when the first part of your argument is you're a millennial, you've lost the argument. You have no argument. If that is your number one point, the argument's over. But for those of you who are yelling at me all over the text board, what's so wrong with taking it serious? What's so wrong with taking those extra precautions? What is so important that you're losing out of it? And again, you think it's overhype. Look what's going on in Italy. And if it's overhype, I don't care. If I saved one person in that high-risk group from getting coronavirus, it was worth it. Everything will rebound. The stock market will rebound, okay? 803-0930, star 930. Just, there is a middle ground. And I will keep saying this until noon. This is a middle ground. Let's not get hysterical. Someone said I'm going down the street with my arms flailing, say we're all going to die. No, I'm not. But you don't have to be one extreme or the other. I say this about politics all the time, and it's true with the coronavirus. We can be in the middle. We can take it seriously, but we don't have to panic. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to you here on WBEN. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. Coronavirus has pretty much shut everything down. And again, admittedly, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I was on the overhype wagon. I was saying, this is overhyped. It'll go away. I don't feel that way anymore. After listening to the experts talk, after seeing how this spread in Europe, in Italy, in China, I think it's smart to take the precautions and hope that we can contain this so that we can get back to life as normal. And again, we're all mature adults. I think that's the way anyone should handle this. Even if you think it's overhyped. Even if you think it's overhyped. And yes, you're a little bothered by the inconveniences. How difficult is it to just prepare just in case? Take the extra precaution. I'm happy to see on the text board that somebody who never wiped the machine down the last 2 weeks has started cleaning their machine after they're done at the gym and has noticed others have too. So, good. I'm glad. Like I said, at the end of the day, maybe we'll gain a little hygiene. 803-0930, star 930. Now, if you disagree with me, as always, I'll take your call. Tell me why I'm wrong that we should be taking this seriously. By the way, before we get to calls, I would like to thank the county executive who got back to my tweet. Just a little clarification, and I have invited him to join us before noon. I hope he does. The county executive, the question was, is the 50% capacity a state mandate or just New York City? And the county executive has informed me that it's state. So it's a state mandate. Restaurants, bars, any kind of gathering, the capacity has been cut in half. Again, social distancing. Let's contain this, or in Buffalo's case, let's stop this before it gets out of hand. We don't have a case in Erie County yet. That's a good thing. Let's prevent it from happening. Let's prevent Erie County from getting one the best we can. Again, if nothing was done, we'd be saying, how could nothing be done? When stuff is done, wow, we're doing too much. You realize, especially in this business, sometimes there are people who will never be happy, no matter what. That's just life. Let's go down to Jamestown. Let's talk to John. John, good morning.
Morning, Joe. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. John, what do you got for us?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to overhype anything. I mean, I just want to say right off the get. Me personally, I'm in the risk group. I'm 62. I have CLL, which means I've got I was graced with two versions of cancer. So my immune system is really bad, but I've called and talked on the air with you guys before. I'm an HVAC salesman, and I'm not trying to do a sale right now. I'm just trying to inform people. There are products for indoor air quality that can help them out if they contact their HVAC installers that are out there. They not only make filtration products, but now they have products that actually do air purification. I've got one in my house. I've had it since I got out of Roswell 3 years ago. And it actually creates a hydroperoxide out of the hydrogen atoms in the air, which makes my air a purifying agent. So everything I breathe, if somebody comes over to my house and they're sick, everything they touch, as soon as their hand comes off it, it's being cleaned. Your air is now a purifying agent.
Oh, John. Well, let me ask you, have you stocked up on groceries and stuff?
No, sir.
Will you be doing that?
I don't have to stock up. I've got two freezers normally that we keep meat in because I hunt and stuff. So one's full of groceries that we got from the store. The other one's full of meat that we've gotten from wild game.
Well, John, sounds good. You have a good weekend, and thank you so much for the insight.
Thank you. And yeah, I just, you know, rather than get overly afraid and think there's nothing you can do about it, if people do the research and check into the reputable HVAC people, they can really make their homes a lot safer than they are now.
Awesome, John. Thank you so much. John in Jamestown. By the way, on the text board, because of course, the texts are coming in pretty quickly. First one, wait, what? When did 50 become a mandate? I thought it was a suggestion and 250 was a mandate. Well, starting at 5 this afternoon, 50% is the mandate. 50% of the allowed capacity. That is according to the governor and the county executive. Also, small inconvenience. How about the millions of dollars being lost by business owners forced to close? And I feel bad not only for those business owners, but for employees who work hourly. Yes, I understand. And hopefully a relief package is passed soon. It looks like it will pass today. They are going to expedite it. Yeah, I understand that. But let me answer your question with a question. What if it was your business? I'm sorry, bad start to the question. Let me answer your question with a question. What if the coronavirus did spread? And we're talking of thousands of people getting it in Erie County. Those businesses would have to close. And what if it was drawn to your business? So yeah, I understand. There is financial pain, and hopefully the federal government and the state government will do something to relieve that. I understand that, and I'm not looking past that. But again, the quicker most of us take this seriously, hopefully the quicker we can contain this and get back to life as usual. Two more hours after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.